This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, July corn ended the week at 351 and a half. That was down 2. September corn ended at 357 and a quarter, down 2 and a quarter. December corn ended at 368 and that was down 2. July soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday ended the week at 934. That was up 8. August beans ended at 919 and a quarter, up a nickel, and September beans ended at 907 and three quarter, up 4.5. July soybean meal on Friday ended the week at 305.70, and that was up 90. August meal 298.40, up 60, and September meal ended at 295, and that was down 80. Soybean oil for July on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday ended the week at 33.33, up 127. August oil ended at 33.35, up 123. September oil ended at 33.33, up $1.18. July wheat on Friday ended the week at 4.77, down 11 and three quarter. September wheat ended at 4.82 and a quarter, down 12 and a quarter. And December wheat ended at 497, and that was down 12 and a half. July oats on Friday ended the week at 234, that was down 6. September oats ended at 241 and three quarter, down 5 and three quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois cut grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon, with soybeans posting gains from an increase in the EPA renewable fuels mandate for biodiesel through 2017. Corn weakened on the lowering of the corn-based ethanol mandate. In northern and western Illinois, cut grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 6 cents lower at 326 to 344, while soybean bids were up 8 cents at 909 to 931. In central Illinois, cut grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents lower at 327 to 352. Soybean bids were up 8 cents, ranging from 919 to 942. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 2 cents at 336 to 358. Soybean bids were up 8 to 9 at 927 to 950. And the wheat bids were 11 to 12 cents lower at 383 to 453. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 6 to 8 cents higher at 964 to 974. Basis steady to 2 cents lower, range from 30 to 40 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 317.70 to 330.70 per ton. That's up 90 cents per ton, with basis steady, range from 12 to 25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 2 cents lower at 351 to 369, with basis steady at 100 to 17 over July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents lower at 354 to 357, with basis steady to 1 cent lower at 2 to 5 over July. Soybeans ended up 6 to 9 cents at 950 to 954, with basis mixed ranging from 16 to 20 over July. New crop wheat prices dropped 16 to 22 cents at 452 to 467, with basis down 4 to 10 cents, ranging from 25 under to 10 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 cents lower at 374 to 375. These same elevators dropped their soybean bids by 5 to 8 cents, with quotations at 973 to 974. Soft wheat down 10 to 15 cents at 477 to 485, and the Milo ended 2 cents lower for the day at 402 to 418. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 330 up to 343. New crop soybean bids range from 851 up to 878. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 323 up to 341. New crop soybean bids at 871 to 885. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 328 to 344. New crop soybean bids range from 862 to 881. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 437 up to 467. Completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday. June hogs ended the week at 83.82, down 77. July hogs ended at 83.45, down $1.17. August hogs ended at 82.50, down $1.35. June live cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday ended the week at 152.32, down 117. August cattle ended at 151.27, down 147. October cattle ended at 152.92, down 155. August feeder cattle on Friday ended the week at 222.95, down $2. September feeders 221.67, down 157. October feeders ended at 220.35, down 122. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday, the 29th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.40 lower in the range of $68 to $80.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $78.14. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 22 to 27. 4 to 5 weights, 26 to 31. 5 to 6 weights, 30 to 33. And 6 weights and up, 32 to 35. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $51 to $57. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 6,514 head. And now for the recap from the Walnut Livestock Auction. From Thursday, May 28th, they had receipts of 330 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were $156.50 to $161.25. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, $139 to $146.50. Choice slaughter heifers, $156.75 to $161. And on to the slaughter cattle, premiums were bringing $134. Breakers were $98 to $105 with some high dressing at $118 to $119. Boners were $101 to $110 with the high dressing $119 to $122. Leans were $75 to $81 and the high dressing $86 to $91. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 255 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $86.80, and that was $2.17 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $254.99, that was $4.26 lower. Select carcasses at $243.83, that was $2.91 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000, that compared to 109,000 last week and 120,000 a year ago. Cattle slaughter on a year-to-date basis is running a negative 7%. Hog slaughter was estimated at 422,000, that compared to 411,000 last week and 412,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter is running ahead of last year's slaughter by 5.7%. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Time now for part two of our farm show. Illinois Corn Growers Association President Ken Hartman, family farmer from Waterloo, released the following statement in response to the US EPA's announcement on the proposed renewable volume obligations. The EPA has attacked U.S. farmers for the second time this week, early on the water situation. Now they're talking about the renewable fuel standard and the corn ethanol numbers. They can only be described as absurd. My initial reaction was to say out loud, "You've got to be kidding me." That from Ken Hartman. Now, does EPA even know how to read the real-world conventional corn-based ethanol production and usage numbers? It seems like they're spinning some fairy tale here and expecting the rest of us to play along in this game of make-believe. It's flat out ridiculous. And it appears that Ken is showing us how he really feels. 2015 Farm Progress Show is going to feature Craig Morgan in concert. The tickets go on sale today for his concert on September 2nd at the 2015 Farm Progress Show. Coming up in Decatur. The concert is sponsored by Syngenta, featuring Golden Harvest and NK Seed Brands, Farm Progress Show, and Richland Community College. And a reminder again, coming up tomorrow, Tuesday, the first of two Ameren, Illinois Business Symposiums, the Act on Energy Business Symposium. Tomorrow in Collinsville, Wednesday in East Peoria. The events are free and open to any Ameren, Illinois business customer. Tuesday at Collinsville Gateway Center, 1 Gateway Drive in Collinsville. The registration, breakfast, and exhibitor viewing starts at 7 a.m. It ends at 2. And Wednesday in East Peoria, it starts at 7 a.m. at the Embassy Suites Hotel and Riverfront Conference Center, 100 Conference Center Drive in East Peoria. That's our farm show for today. Thank you for joining me, John Michael Marty. We'll do it again tomorrow.